This is KOIN AM, Portland. The time, 10 o'clock, and time for CBS News.
CBS News, the House Judiciary Committee, a warmest reply from the White House to its request for tapes of 42 presidential conversations. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The deadline is Tuesday, and the committee will meet later this week to deal with the question of a subpoena if Tuesday's reply is unsatisfactory. CBS News correspondent Bruce Morton reports from Washington that the White House reply is expected to be a partial yes. Some of the requested conversations reportedly were never taped, others may be withheld as irrelevant, and the rest are expected to be handed over. Robert Finch is scheduled to testify Tuesday on behalf of the defense in the Mitchell-Stans conspiracy trial in New York. The two former Nixon cabinet officers are charged with conspiring to impede the Securities and Exchange investigation of financier Robert Besco in return for a secret cash contribution to the Nixon reelection campaign fund and then lying to a grand jury about it. The prosecution in the murder trial of former United Mine Workers president W.A. Tony Boyle rested its case Monday night after the key witness testified that Boyle had ordered the assassination of Joseph Yablonsky. Defense arguments start Tuesday, and attorneys say Boyle will testify in his own behalf. California Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke canceled all gubernatorial campaign appearances Monday and prepared to fly to Washington. There he will confer with attorneys handling his federal perjury indictment. More news after this.
What do the city of Chicago, state of Georgia, Albertsons Incorporated of Colorado, bottlers of Coca-Cola, the Atlanta Braves, state of West Virginia, Kansas City Power and Light Company, Kentucky State Fair, Goodyear, Logan International Airport, 24th Street Elementary School, Los Angeles, Keep Virginia Beautiful Incorporated, North Carolina Highway Department, 7-Eleven stores, Hines County 4-H Club, Mississippi, state of Delaware, Louisiana State Garden Club, Washington National Airport, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
What do all these have in common? They've all joined in and worked with the Pigeon Program to help clean up America. What can your club, community, or state do? What can you do? Right. United States Brewers Association, Post Office Box 2570, Washington, D.C., 20013. Let's all pitch in.
Charleston, South Carolina. Garden Club of Mississippi, Richmond, J.C.'s.
After 39 years, somebody finally did it, and it was Hank Aaron Monday night who broke Babe Ruth's home run record of 714. In the Atlanta Stadium, his second time at bat, Hank Aaron hit home run number 715. President Nixon placed a phone call to the baseball park to congratulate Aaron, but was told he was playing left field at the time. Aaron talked with the president between innings. There were more tornadoes in the South Monday, but nothing like last week's barrage of twisters. One person was killed in Lester, Georgia, and about 12 others injured in four other states. A mathematician at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has developed some rather depressing statistics on murder. The study shows that a baby born in 1974 is more likely to be murdered than an American soldier in World War II was to die in combat. MIT mathematician Dr. Arnold Barnett.
I would say the most important individual finding is that there's a lot more murder than I think most people, myself included, would have anticipated. And the chances of being murdered for a citizen picked at random are much, much higher for a baby born this year, and a typical baby in one of the 50 largest cities. The chances of dying of homicide are on the order of 2%.
MIT mathematician Dr. Arnold Barnett. The AFL-CIO has endorsed a nationwide boycott of California lettuce and table grapes to aid the United Farm Workers. The AFL-CIO support is expected to put more economic pressure on the growers, a number of whom signed contracts last year with the rival Teamsters Union. More after this.
Hi, I'm Hal Linden. There's a lot of talk these days about America's energy crisis. Talk about doing without heat, about doing without our cars, about what's going to happen if we run out of fuel. Well, we may not have to run out of fuel if we all work together to conserve the fuel we have. That means turning your thermostats down to 68 degrees during the day and turning them down to 60 at night. It means turning off lights, TV sets, and electrical appliances the minute we're finished with them. It means driving no faster than 50, starting or joining carpools, avoiding the kind of stop-and-go motoring that eats up gas by the gallon. In short, it means saving every ounce of energy we can, every chance we get. So please, do your part to make the fuel supply stretch a little further. For your own sake, don't be selfish. Don't be foolish. Don't be fuelish.
This message from the Federal Energy Office and the Advertising Council. A new government report indicates millions of barrels of oil flowed into the United States from countries supposedly participating in the Arab oil boycott during the embargo. The Commerce Department report was secret until Monday night. The Shell Oil Company has raised wholesale prices for heating oil, diesel fuel, and kerosene slightly more than 3 cents a gallon. The UN Security Council voted Monday to extend the operations of the UN peacekeeping force in the Middle East for another 6 months. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
Weather for Portland-Vancouver area after this summary. A weakening front is moving through Oregon today with scattered shower activity forecast. Rain mixed with snow is expected in southeast sections. High pressure is forecast for Wednesday then, bringing an improvement in the weather. Temperatures will remain relatively mild. The forecast then for the Portland-Vancouver area, occasional showers tonight and tomorrow, ending tomorrow night with partial clearing, partly sunny then on Wednesday. Lows tonight in the mid-40s, near 40 degrees tomorrow night. Highs both days near 60, 80% chance of rain tonight. It drops to 70% tomorrow, 30% tomorrow night. Currently 54 degrees. AC Emmerich, 97 weather.
When you dine at the Captain's Corner, you found the corner on excellent dining in downtown Portland. It's a select menu at our Captain's Corner, proudly served in a warm, friendly atmosphere. We feel quality service is just as important as a quality menu. And at the Captain's Corner, you get both. For a relaxing lunch, for that gracious dinner after five, it's the Captain's Corner, downtown on Southwest 12th between Jefferson and Main in the Century Tower building, with free parking.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, bidding you welcome to the sound of suspense. Welcome to the fear you can hear. Welcome to the world of mystery. This is a tale of young love. The love of a charming young man for a charming young girl. It is also the story of a mother's love for her child. As you can see, this story is positively dripping with love. But don't be dismayed, because love, like a door, has two sides. And when the other side is hatred, it can drip with venom and gore.
You're a liar, Mr. Snowden. Don't you think I know what you are?
You're wrong, Mrs. Daniels. I love your daughter.
Why?
Because I do, that's all. You can't explain something like that.
Listen to me, young man. Even her own father couldn't bear to look at Bonnie's face. That's why he left her so much money, because he felt guilty for what he felt for his own poor, homely daughter.
But Mrs. Daniels, listen to me.
You're a liar. A liar. And a thief.
Our mystery drama, The Locked Room, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slesser and stars Jack Grimes and Corrine Orr. It is sponsored in part by new sugar-free Diet 7-Up and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Oh, somebody's been drinking my sugar-free Diet 7-Up, and it's all...
Well, actually, I saved a little.
Oh!
Hiya, Goldie. What's brewing?
That's Miss Goldilocks to you.
Oh, come on, kid. You mean you don't remember me? The cottage, the three chairs, the porridge?
Baby bear!
In the fur. Been a long time, Goldie.
But baby bear...
Please call me BB.
You drank all the sugar-free diet 7-Up, and I have to conduct another diet drink taste test today.
Well, yeah, I saw the sign on the door, a professional taste tester, huh?
But how can I conduct my taste test now?
Why bother? I tried those other diet drinks, too. You'll notice there's still plenty of them around. Why not ask me?
Well, okay, BB. Tell me. Why did you drink all the sugar-free diet 7-Up?
I like the taste. Light, fresh, natural, sugar-free diet 7-Up is definitely unbearably delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery has been solved. For all your shopping needs, large or small, shop the climate-controlled malls of Janssen Beach Center. It's always fair weather at the beach. More than 60 shops and services await your shopping visits to the center, so make a day of it. Take your time shopping. Eat a leisurely lunch. Just browse through the afternoon. We work hard to make our motto mean something. The mall that has it all. Janssen Beach Center. Interstate 5 at Janssen Beach.
Prestige. Company car. Expense account. And big, big money. Enroll for our school training now, and you'll save $100.
Highway that winds its way into the hilly regions upstate. The hour is late, and the sleek white sports car whose hood ornament faces north is the only vehicle for miles around. Even the sound of its purring engine doesn't seem to disturb the quiet of the countryside. But inside the car, the sound level is something very different.
Davy, please, turn that down before I go deaf.
What's the matter? Don't you like music?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to save my hearing.
Okay, okay. Yeah, is that any better?
Much.
Hey, how much longer is this going to take? You said it was only 30 miles or so to the house, and we must have driven 50.
We have not. You're not watching the mileage.
Listen, there are so many gadgets on this dashboard, I wouldn't even know where the speedometer is.
But you do like the car, don't you?
Like it? Hey, Bonnie, do you know what I've been used to driving all my life? Second-hand pickup trucks. That's about all folks could afford.
I hated this car at first when Mother gave it to me. I mean, she must have thought it was what every young girl wanted on her 17th birthday. But the truth is, I was scared stiff of it.
Well, why should you be?
I don't know. Just was. It always felt like it was running away with me.
Ah, but now you're running away with it and me.
Oh, don't put it that way. I don't feel we're running away, baby.
Oh, of course not, kid. That it was just a figure of speech.
Davy, look! Huh? We're almost there! Oh, there's the old red barn I told you about.
Hey, great. Do I make a right here?
Yeah, a sharp right. And then straight up the hill until you come to the sign. Is it still there?
When was the last time you were here, anyway?
About 10 years.
You're no kidding.
Yeah, that's right. I was only 8 when we left.
Oh.
Davy, there it is. You can see the chimneys.
Oh, wow. How many chimneys does the house have?
It seemed like hundreds. There was a fireplace in every room except the bathroom. Wait till you see it, Davy. Oh, just wait. Well, there it is. What do you think?
Now, that's what I call a real funky old house. How big is that place?
It has 4 floors and I guess about 30 or 40 rooms. I never counted them.
All those rooms and nobody living in them?
I know. It does seem like a terrible waste, doesn't it?
Oh, Bonnie, you're speaking to one room Davy Snowden, remember? The only place I lived in my whole life with more than one room was the farmhouse. Yeah, well, that had 3.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep talking about that. I mean, you know, how poor you were.
Okay, kitten. Rich little girls get to feeling guilty when they hear stuff like that. Look, let's not sit out in the car all night, huh? Let's go look at that old haunted house.
It is not a haunted house.
You sure you got the key now?
Yeah, right here in my purse.
And the lights are working?
I told you, we rent the place every summer. We have to keep the electricity turned on.
Well, let's go then.
The light switch right near the door. Yeah, here it is. There.
Look at the size of this place.
I know, it's a terrible old barn of a place. That's what my father called it. When he died, well, Mother just thought it was foolish, the two of us living here all by ourselves.
Looks kind of run down.
I'm afraid it is. But the foundation is still solid.
Well, plenty of furniture. Hey, come on, show me the rest of the house, huh?
What would you like to see first?
Well, upstairs. That's where the bedrooms are, right?
Yes.
Well, that's the first thing we have to do. Decide which bedroom we want.
Oh, Davy.
Do you love me, Bunny?
Oh, you know I do.
Say it.
I love you.
Say, I love you, Davy.
I love you, Davy.
Well, in that case, let's pick out the bedroom. How many choices do we have?
At least 10.
Oh, might take us all night. Come on. No, I don't like the look of that one. It's too gloomy.
That was my mother's room.
You mean your folks had their own room?
That's right.
Well, maybe that's how they do things when you're rich. But me, I'm just a country boy. Now, let's see about this door. Hey, this one's stuck.
No, it's locked. It's always been locked.
Well, what for?
I don't know.
Well, what's behind it? Another bedroom?
Honestly, I don't have the faintest idea. It's been locked ever since I can remember. Daddy once told me never to go near this room. Once I remember my mother talking about it, sort of nervously.
Oh, that sounds very mysterious. What do you say we break it in, huh?
Oh, Davy, no, we can't do that.
Well, gee, aren't you curious? Maybe it's full of hanging women, like in Bluebeard's castle. Or maybe that's where the family jewels are hidden.
Oh, let's leave it alone, Davy. I was always scared of that door.
Yeah, but what's it locked for? Seems to me when a door is locked, that means there's something pretty interesting behind it. Stands to reason, right?
Well, I'm sure it's just some old storeroom or something.
Bonnie, listen, there could be something valuable in there, something worth money. And since the house is yours, I mean, this is your house, isn't it? Your father left it to you, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, if there's anything valuable in there, it belongs to you.
Oh, Davy, all those promises not to talk about money.
I'm not talking about your mother's money. I'm talking about what's yours, rightfully yours.
But the house isn't really mine. Not yet. Not until I'm 21, and that's almost 4 years from now.
Now, don't be technical.
Oh, Davy.
Okay. Okay, if that's how you feel about it. We got plenty of time, anyway.
Davy, remember what you said about the fire?
It's getting late, Bonnie. Don't you think we should be in bed?
Couldn't we have a fire first, please?
Sure. Anything you say. We want this night to be perfect, don't we? Yeah, I guess I am a little like that. Boastful about my poor childhood. As if it's a badge of honor or something. We didn't light fires because they were cozy and romantic, only because they made us warm. And not very warm at that.
Mm.
Locked rooms. Yeah, that's really something. A locked room. The only room in our place that had a lock on it was the outhouse. And even that didn't work. Hey, you asleep? Hey, kitten, wake up. It's time to go to bed. Come on, Bonnie, wake up. Hey, what's that? Pete's sake, there's a car outside. Hey, Bonnie, wake up. There's somebody coming up.
What?
We got company.
Oh, no.
Well, who is it?
Well, Davy, it can't be. There's her car outside. You can see it through the window.
You mean it's a neighbor or something?
No, it's my mother.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I have to let her in. She knows I'm here. She saw my car outside.
Well, I'm surprised you two aren't in bed already. That was the general idea, wasn't it?
Mother, please, let me explain.
I suppose you're David Snowden.
Yes, I am, Mrs. Daniels.
I see we have no trouble recognizing each other. Bonnie, fix your clothes. They're a mess.
I was just lying on the rug in front of the fireplace.
Yes, I've heard all about you, Mr. Snowden. Thank goodness I had the sense to think of this place when Bonnie didn't show up at home.
You have it all wrong, Mother. Davy, tell her.
Mrs. Daniels.
Never mind. I understand everything. I was afraid something like this might happen as soon as Bonnie started mentioning you in her letters from school. Bonnie, get your things. We're going home.
Mrs. Daniels, listen to me.
Sorry to break up your party, young man.
We're married, Mrs. Daniels.
What did you say?
Bonnie and I were married this afternoon. I've got the license right here.
It's true, Mother. We were married in Elkton.
That can't be. You're underage.
Not in Elkton, Mother. 18 is old enough. Davy and I are married, so you can't tell us what to do.
For the love of heaven. I think I have to sit down.
Oh, well, here, Mrs. Daniels. I'll just get the sheet off this chair.
Mother,
here.
Please try to understand.
I understand, Bonnie. I went through a dozen Davies when I was your age. Oh, Bonnie. Oh, my poor Bonnie.
Well, now, you don't have to feel sorry for her, Mrs. Daniels.
Don't I?
No, because I love her.
I suppose you have no money.
Mother!
Be quiet.
No, Mrs. Daniels. My family were farm people. My father's dead, my mother's alive, but I don't even know where. But you don't have to worry about that, Mrs. Daniels. I didn't marry your daughter because of money.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't. Bonnie and I talked about it. I almost didn't marry her because of that, because of what people like you would say.
You're a liar, Mr. Snowden. Don't you think I know what you are?
You're wrong, Mrs. Daniels. I love your daughter.
Why?
Because I do, that's all. You can't explain something
like
that.
Listen to me, young man. Even her own father couldn't bear to look at Bonnie's face. That's why he left her so much money, because he felt guilty at what he felt for his own poor, homely daughter.
Oh, Mother, don't, please.
Mrs. Daniels, listen to me.
You're a liar. A liar and a thief.
Stop it. Stop it.
You've got a smooth tongue, Mr. Snowden. A handsome face and a smooth tongue. And I'm sure you've convinced my daughter that you're utterly sincere. But it's only her heart you want to steal, not her fortune.
I love Bonnie. That's all there is to it. We're married and there's nothing you can do about it.
You're quite wrong. There's everything in the world I can do about it. I intend to have this marriage annulled immediately.
You can't do that.
You have no idea how much money can do, young man. Bonnie, I'm going home now, and I want you to come with me.
No, I won't.
Don't make it any worse than it is now.
I won't go with you.
You see how it is, Mrs. Daniels?
Yes. I see how it is. Very well, Bonnie. But you'll regret this, mark my words.
Mother, I can't live without Davy. If you make us separate, I'll never forgive you.
You will, darling. Strangely enough.
I'll kill myself. Do you hear, Mother? I'll kill myself if you do this.
Now, don't talk nonsense. You think your heart will break. But it won't. A heart doesn't break. It withers. That's what I don't want you to find out. Goodbye, Bonnie.
I mean it! I'll kill myself! Oh, Davy.
As Shakespeare informed us, the course of true love never did go smooth. And perhaps the same applies to the course of untrue love. But let's not judge the sincerity of young Davy Snowden just yet. Let's wait and see what happens next to the newlyweds when we return shortly with Act Two.
And now, another story of the ball and chain as Kellogg's Special K presents The Library.
Welcome to the public library. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to check out... I'd like to check out Famous Laundromats of the World by Audrey Schnorbart.
Sir, excuse me, but isn't that ball and chain you're wearing just like the ones they use in the Kellogg Special K commercial?
This ball and chain?
Yes, that one. How are you going to get rid of it?
Well, you know, lots of good exercises, and by eating smart at every meal, starting with the Special K breakfast.
Don't you have to watch your calories?
Yes, and the Special K breakfast is less than 240 calories.
Less than 240 calories?
Right. A 1 ounce bowl of high protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, and coffee. It's really tasty, and it's going to help me get rid of this ball and chain. I'd say it's long overdue. Get it?
Your happy ending could begin with the Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
People can reach, people can touch, people can help, people so much.
This is Paul Newman speaking. A typographer working with lead, a roofer exposed to benzpyrene and other hydrocarbons. All of us breathing carbon black from tire dust. Is there a connection? Lead, hydrocarbons, tire dust? Is there a connection between them and cancer? We intend to find out because it could mean lives saved. This is part of a tremendous project being done by the American Cancer Society with the cooperation of unions and industry, plus tens of thousands of volunteer researchers surveying a million of their neighbors. A People Helping People project. We want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime. Please give generously to your American Cancer Society.
Now let's return to the locked room. The door we're looking at right now isn't the door to the old Daniels mansion upstate. This door is reached by walking up several long flights of stairs before you can read the faded numerals 4G.
Are we there, Davy?
Yeah, honey, here we are. Hey, you're wounded pretty bad.
No, I'm all right. I warned you that I'm not very strong.
And I warned you that a fourth-floor walk-up is no fun.
We don't have anywhere else to go, Davy.
Yeah, I know that, all right. Well, brace yourself. Here's the Snowden residence. I suppose I should carry you over the threshold. Well, come on in, come on in. Don't just stare at it.
It's not all bad, Davy, really.
Oh, you don't have to say that. Don't say anything except, I love you. That's always nice to hear.
You know that I love you, Davy.
Then close the door and show me.
Oh, Davy. Davy, I'm so worried.
Yeah, I knew that my room would affect you that way.
I don't care about the room. Anywhere is all right if I'm with you. We'll get along. And then I'll have the money my father left me?
Yeah, and 3 years, if you survive that long.
I'm sure my mother will change her mind about us. I'm sure of it, as soon as she gets to know you.
Oh, Bonnie, couldn't you tell? It was hate at first sight. She took one look at me, and it was hate kill.
Davy, do you think she can really do what she said? Get our marriage annulled?
I don't know. It was a legal marriage. I mean, you didn't need parental consent in that state.
But she's so smart about such things. She's run my father's company since he died. She has all these lawyers on her payroll.
Stop worrying about it, Bonnie.
But what if she could do it? I couldn't stand that, Davy.
Stop worrying, I said. You got one thing going for you, kitten, and that makes all the difference in the world. Your mother loves you. She wouldn't hurt you for anything.
Davy, tell me the truth. Do you think I'm homely?
I think you're beautiful.
Oh, I know that isn't true, but I'm not really repulsive, am I?
Are you kidding? Come here.
Oh, Davy. It's true about my father. I know that. He was so disappointed that I wasn't pretty.
He must have needed glasses.
Who's that?
Nobody even knows I'm here.
Hello.
Is this Mr. David Snowden?
Yeah, that's right. Who's this?
My name is Hedinger, Mr. Snowden. I'm an attorney, Hedinger and Doles. We're on Vanderbilt Street.
Yeah, so?
One of my clients is Mrs. Harriet Daniels. I'm sure the name is familiar to you.
Yes, I've heard of her.
I was wondering if we couldn't get together to discuss a certain matter regarding her daughter, Bonnie.
You mean my wife, Bonnie?
Who is that, Davy?
Yes, that's right. I wonder if it would be convenient for you to come to my office sometime this afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hedinger, but Mrs. Snowden and myself are a little busy at the moment.
Well, what about tomorrow, then? Would that be possible?
Is it my father's lawyer?
Yeah, one of them anyway.
I beg your pardon?
All right, Mr. Hedinger. I'll come to your office tomorrow. About 10 o'clock?
That would be just fine. The address is 50 Vanderbilt. We're on the 21st floor.
I'll be there. Well, it looks like the fun is starting.
Oh, Davy.
Please sit down, Mr. Snowden. I think you know the situation as well as I do. And you've probably anticipated my first question.
Well, I'm not sure I have, unless it's why don't I just go away and stop bothering her daughter?
It's something like that. But it would be hardly sensible to expect you to do such a thing without incentive.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't tell me I'm about to get an offer, a money offer.
Nobody's talking about a bribe, I assure you. There's a practical reason for such an offer. Annulment proceedings, no matter how certain we are of success, cost money. Mrs. Daniels could actually realize quite a savings if you cooperated for some flat figure, say $5,000. Not unreasonable, over.
Do me a favor, huh? You tell Mrs. Daniels that I wouldn't give up my marriage license for $1 million.
I notice you specify $1 million.
So long, Mr. Hedinger.
Please sit down. Huh? That wasn't all I had to tell you.
Okay. What else is there?
We can sue for annulment on a few other bases.
Such as what?
Falsification of your marriage certificate, for instance.
Falsification? What the heck are you talking about?
Your age, for instance. You're not 24, Mr. Snowden. You happen to be 30.
Well, what's so important about that, for Pete's sake?
You gave your age as 24.
Well, so what? Everybody knocks a few years off their age at some time or other. It's just business.
Let's see. Your business is freight forwarding, isn't it? You work in a three-man company at a salary of $145 a week. Surely you didn't think it was necessary to dye your hair or anything like that for the sake of executive advancement.
Look, Mr. Hedinger, first of all, I'm 29, not 30.
I'm a few days premature, I suppose. You'll be 30 next week, won't you? Happy birthday, in case I don't see you.
I just didn't want Bonnie to think I was too old for her.
Don't make everything so difficult, Mr. Snowden, because you know how it's going to end. Mrs. Daniels is the most determined woman you've ever met in your life. She, scares the pants off me, I can tell you.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
If she has to spend $1 million to get Bonnie out of your clutches, she'll do it. I'll guarantee you $10,000 if you'll sign an agreement.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hedinger, no can do.
You're a stupid boy, do you know that? Sorry, I take that back. A stupid man.
So long, Mr. Hedinger. Give my best to Bonnie's mother and tell her we're both very happy.
have a chance. I know we don't.
Well, it doesn't look good, that's for sure.
You should have told me the truth. You should have told me you were really 27.
What? I don't know. I just didn't want you to think that I was still an undergraduate at that age.
Oh, there's got to be some way out, Davy. There has to be. If you could just talk to her.
She won't give me the chance. She's made up her mind that all I want is your lousy money.
Well, what if there wasn't any money? What if I signed away the rights to the money my father left me? That would make her believe us, wouldn't it?
Well, that's pretty drastic, kitten. I mean, that money is yours. You know, when you come of age, you're entitled to it.
I don't care about money, Davy.
Well, you don't now, maybe, but later... I couldn't have you making that kind of sacrifice for me. Bonnie, you'd probably hate me for it later.
Oh, I could never hate you. I love you so much. I think I'll love you after I'm dead. Davy? Davy, what are you thinking?
Nothing.
Davy, you don't care about the money, do you? Please talk to me.
Bonnie, I have an idea. I have a very crazy, very good idea.
About what?
Well, I wouldn't blame you for not going through with it. I'd understand.
But what is it?
You remember what you said, what you told your mother up at the house about your killing yourself?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, she didn't believe you, of course. What if your mother really thought you were serious about killing yourself? Wouldn't that make her change her mind in a hurry?
Well, yeah, I suppose it would, but we could never fool her about such a thing.
No. If we were smart, we could.
No, she's smarter than both of us put together. I know her, Davy. There's just no fooling her.
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't throw it away so fast. Let's talk about it. Let's think for a minute.
But it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, but if you really did try, Bonnie, only you didn't. Try too hard, only enough to make it look good.
Well, how could I do that?
There's a couple of ways. Gas, for instance. We could fix up a phony gas suicide. Bonnie, don't look like that.
I'm sorry.
All right, forget it. Forget I ever said it.
No. No, go on.
It could be something like, sleeping pills. You've got sleeping pills, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
What, you wouldn't have to take more than two? Maybe three. Now, that won't hurt at all. And we'd make her think you took the whole bottle. Now, don't you see how easy that'd be?
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, Davy, hold me, please.
Oh, kitten, you could write your mother a letter. You could tell her what you were planning to do, but that I don't know about it, see? You could say you were going to swallow the whole bottle of pills. But you'll actually take just a few. Then when your mother shows up here...
I'm so scared, Davy.
I promise you nothing will happen except that your mother will know that you meant it, Bonnie. About loving me so much. You do love me, don't you?
Yes. Yes, Davy. I do.
Another famous saying about love, that it conquers all. Presumably that includes time, distance, and mothers-in-law. But will love and deception succeed together? We'll find out shortly when I return with Act Three.
Ever had a tall, frosty glass of Amplitude? Well, if your beer is Budweiser, you've had it often. Amplitude is a fancy word for the entire taste phenomenon, the total experience of flavor. Next time you take a healthy swallow of Bud, watch what happens. Think about the sensations you're experiencing. Notice how the flavor of Bud comes on nice and easy. Not too strong, not too quick, just right. Notice the clean, crisp togetherness of Bud's taste. Everything in perfect balance, with no single element jumping out at you. And there'll be no aftertaste either, no hanging on. And you'll be refreshed and ready for another glassful.
Actually, bud drinkers have been experiencing amplitude for years, but they never phrase it that way. They just say Budweiser, and that says it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Child of mine, tomorrow is yours. What kind of world will it be?
Every mother worries about the future of her children. But needy mothers overseas, barely surviving at the minimum level of existence, worry even more. Their families have never known a day when they were not hungry. They lack water that is safe to drink, medical facilities, schools. They need your help to give their children a chance in life. Through care, you can provide them with food, drinkable water systems, schools and medical care, and the means to help themselves. Help a mother to save a child's life. Today.
Please send your dollars to CARE, Department 2, New York, 10016.
Things seem very normal in apartment 4G, the one-room residence of the newlyweds, Bonnie and David Snowden. Music is playing on their transistor radio. A frozen dinner is thawing slowly, and Bonnie and David are hunched over the kitchen table, composing a letter. The only thing that makes this domestic scene a bit bizarre is that they are collaborating on a suicide note.
Dear Mother, I warned you what I would do if you tried to get our marriage annulled. Tonight, I'm going to take a whole bottle. Davy, Do we have to have that music?
Okay. I didn't know it was bothering you.
I'm nervous enough as it is.
Okay, I said.
Dear Mother, I warned you what I would do if you tried to get our marriage annulled. Tonight, I'm going to take a whole bottle of sleeping pills. Oh, Davy, It just doesn't sound right.
It's not so bad, Bonnie. Look, maybe you better put in something about me not knowing about it. I think that's important that your mother realizes that I had no idea you were going to try to take your life.
Well, maybe you better write it, Davy. I'm just no good at this sort of thing.
I guess you don't have much experience writing suicide notes.
Well, I just can't help feeling it's wrong.
Wrong? What? How?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. The only thing that could be wrong about it is if it didn't work. But, okay, if you've got cold feet, okay, we'll let your mother go through with it. We'll let that lawyer Hedinger get our marriage annulled. Is that what you want?
Well, you know it isn't.
And have you got a better idea than this, have you?
No.
Then tell me what you want to do, Bonnie. You name it.
Well, just tell me what to write in the letter.
Well, the first line is okay. Only after that, I think you should say, Davy doesn't know I'm doing this. I didn't want anyone to know so that nobody would stop me.
Wait a minute. Not so fast.
Well, you don't have to put it down exactly the way I said it. Make it sound like yourself, you know.
Yeah, I'll try.
And, what else? Say something about, doing this because I love Davy, because I can't live without him.
Yes.
That'll make her understand. You see, she'll realize that you might try to kill yourself again if she broke us up. And if she loves you, she won't want that to happen, Bonnie. You see?
Yes.
Hey, come on. You're getting tears all over the letter.
Oh, Davy.
Go on, Bonnie. Now sign it. That's right. That's just perfect. You got the envelope?
Here.
Okay, if I get it into the mail now, she'll have it tomorrow morning.
Now, she's sure to phone here as soon as she receives it.
Davy, she might even call the police.
Well, it doesn't matter who she calls. Police, a doctor, it'll be okay. I mean, you'll really be asleep, Bonnie. You'll take just enough pills to put you into a nice, deep sleep. Understand?
Yes. I understand.
Now, I'll be right back, sweetheart. I'll just run downstairs and mail this, huh?
All right, Davy, but hurry back. I don't want to be alone. What time is it, Davy?
9:15.
Do you think Mother got the letter this morning?
Well, you never know with the post office these days. Well, it could happen.
Even if the letter gets there, she might not be home. She might have left the house early.
Doesn't matter, Bonnie. Sooner or later, she'll see it.
Well, I just don't think it's going to work, Davy.
There. That must be her.
Do you think it is, really?
There's no doubt about it. I don't know anybody who'd call me this early in the morning.
Well, how about the people at your office?
No. I'm away on a two-week honeymoon, remember? They don't even know I'm in town.
Well, Davy, shouldn't you answer it?
No, kitten, no. Don't you understand? She's got to get worried enough to do something. And you've got something to do, too.
You mean take those pills?
That's right, Bonnie. Hey, you see? She stopped calling. She's probably on her way over here right now. Get the pills, Bonnie.
Yes, I have them right here. There are only three of them.
Okay, yeah, get you. A glass of water.
All right. Davy, you're sure it'll be all right?
I'm sure, Bonnie. It takes like a dozen of these things to hurt you. You just take a couple. Yeah, no, you better make it all three, just to make sure you're fast asleep when your mother gets here.
She's only about half an hour away.
Well, that's time enough if you take them now.
Yeah, all right.
You can trust me, Bonnie, you know that. I won't let anything happen to you.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Davy.
Okay, now come on, take the pills, sweetheart.
Yes.
There. It wasn't so hard, was it?
No.
Now all you have to do is go back to bed. Go to bed and to sleep.
That won't be so hard either. Even without the pills. I slept so badly last night.
Yeah, I know.
Davy?
Yes, kitten?
Please kiss me. Kiss me. Good night.
One second. Oh, Mrs. Daniels.
Where is she? Where's Bonnie?
Well, now, to take it easy. She's sleeping.
Is she all right?
Well, what are you talking about? Of course she's all right. She's just asleep. She likes to sleep a little late in the morning, that's all.
Bonnie?
Hey, now, what do you think you're doing, Mrs. Daniels? Let her sleep, would you? She's had a bad night.
Look. Look at her color. Look at her. Can't you see this isn't normal?
Well, she's always a little pale. So what?
Bonnie, can you hear me? It's Mother. Oh, dear God.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
You idiot. Where were you? I phoned here about an hour ago. The phone just rang and rang.
I went out to get the paper. I just got back a couple of minutes ago.
Bonnie, darling, wake up. Wake up. Why didn't I call somebody? Why didn't I call a doctor?
A doctor? What for?
Here. Read this.
Well, what is it?
Where's your telephone? Where is it?
Good Lord, this letter is...
We need a doctor, you idiot. Bonnie, maybe... Oh, no.
Mr. Daniels.
She's dead. She's dead.
Oh, she can't be. She's just sleeping, Mrs. Daniels.
She took the pills. All those pills.
There weren't that many in that bottle. Maybe she'll be okay. I'll get the doctor.
It's too late. Too late.
I'm not dead, I tell you. Bonnie, wake up, kitten. Wake up. It's all right. Everything's all right.
Bonnie, for Pete's sake, it's all over now. You've got to wake up. Oh, she's so cold. Bonnie, wake up.
Leave her alone. Can't you leave that poor girl alone, even now?
Mrs. Daniels, I swear there weren't many pills in that bottle.
It wouldn't have taken many. Not with Bonnie's heart. It wouldn't take us... Well, it wouldn't take many...
What are you talking about?
Bonnie had rheumatic fever when she was 12. Her heart's been weak ever since.
No. No. Bonnie, please. Please. You've got to wake up. Hello?
Mr. Snowden?
Yes.
Walter Hedinger. You remember me, I trust?
Yes, I remember you.
Sorry to disturb you. I realize that you're still in mourning, of course.
What do you want?
I was wondering if you might be able to attend a meeting at our offices at 10:30 tomorrow.
A meeting? What for?
It concerns your wife's estate.
Now, what are you talking about? I've got nothing to do with my wife's estate, and you know it. Bonnie wasn't dead 2 weeks, and I got a letter from you telling me so.
Well, there is still something that Mrs. Daniels wishes to discuss with you. Something beyond the, shall I say, legality of the situation.
Look, if Mrs. Daniels thinks she can make some kind of trouble for me...
No. It's nothing of the kind.
Don't try to kid me. She still blames me for Bonnie's death. She'd do anything she could to hurt me.
I assure you, Mr. Snowden, it's to your advantage to attend the meeting tomorrow.
My advantage?
That's correct. Because I can promise you one thing. Mrs. Daniels wants to do the right thing.
Please come in, Mr. Snowden.
Yes. How are you, Mrs. Daniels?
I'm as well as I can be, thank you.
Yes, of course.
Don't look stricken, young man. Nobody's going to hurt you. Have a chair.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started, shall we? Mrs. Daniels, as you know, we've already informed Mr. Snowden that he has no legal claims on your daughter's estate.
Yeah, I know all about that.
But did you explain why? You see, Bonnie's inheritance from my late husband wasn't due until she reached the age of 21. Since her death, it automatically reverts to me.
I didn't expect anything, Mrs. Daniels.
Very kind of you, I'm sure. However, Mr. Snowden, the fact that you did marry Bonnie imposes a certain kind of obligation on me. Some kind of gesture regarding your welfare.
I don't understand.
Mr. Snowden, you seemed most impressed by that old house we own upstate. You recall the one I mean?
Yes, of course.
It was once valued at a great deal of money. And it's yours.
What was that?
I'm deeding you the property. It would have been Bonnie's in a few more years. I have no further use for it. You may have complete possession of the land, the house, and everything in it.
Everything? You really mean everything?
Of course. Mr. Hedinger will see to the formalities. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go.
Well, gee, Mrs. Daniels,
I... don't thank me. I can stand anything from you now except gratitude. Good day.
Well, let's take care of the details.
Mr. Hedinger, could I ask just one question?
Yes?
When Mrs. Daniels said I could have everything in that house, there are certain places, locked rooms and things like that. Am I entitled to all of the contents?
You're entitled to every stick in the place, Mr. Snowden. In fact, Mrs. Daniels left you this full set of keys.
Thank you.
it. It's all mine. The whole house, mine. God knows how much it's worth. Hey, sure, it's run down, but the furniture alone. Now, where's that light switch? Yeah, here it is. Yeah, what did Bonnie call it? A terrible old bond. Yeah, but it's all mine, sweetheart. It's Davy's bond now. Yeah, maybe it's not $1 million, but it's something. Yeah, where are the rest of those keys? Yeah, a dozen keys, but one of them must open that door. Yeah, one of them will do it, so let's just get going, Davy boy. That was really something, her giving me this house. Well, no bless oblige, I guess. I gotta give the lady credit. She's got class. Let's see. It wasn't this floor. No, it was the next. There's gotta be a very good reason for locking up a room. There's gotta be something very valuable inside. Yeah, that's the door. That's the one. Okay, now to find the key. No, not that one. This is, it's obviously too small. How about this one? No, that didn't do it. This one's too big. No, not yet. I hope it's here. The lawyer said they were all here. I'll try this one. Well, it slipped in all right, but will it turn? Wait a minute, it's stuck. But I think it's gonna do it. I think it's gonna work. That did it. That did it. The lock's open. All I gotta do is open the door. It's pretty dark in there. Shades are down. But I see a lamp over there.
Some more sherry, Walter?
No, thank you, Mrs. Daniels.
Well, stop looking so grim, Walter. Sit back and relax.
Mrs. Daniels, I can't help but worry about... about what happened.
Worry? About that scoundrel?
You know what I mean. When that police lieutenant questioned me about Snowden's death... Well, I didn't actually lie to him, but... I didn't tell him the whole truth, either.
You were completely honest, Walter. I'm sure you were.
No, I wasn't. You see, I'm absolutely sure you knew what you were doing when you deeded that house to him.
Of course I knew what I was doing. I was being generous.
But you knew what would happen, didn't you?
Yes, Walter, I knew. I knew there was no treasure behind that door. Only the rotten floorboards that made us shut up the room 15 years ago. I used to argue with my husband about it. I used to say that we should have the floor repaired before someone fell through to the basement. But he was a strangely miserly man sometimes. Not nearly as generous as I am. Now drink your sherry, Walter.
Well, what can you say about an 18-year-old girl who dies? Or her 30-year-old lover, for that matter? Regretfully, this love story has ended with both the lovers gone, which ought to make it twice as popular as the movie. I'll be back shortly.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? The Better Business Bureau knows.
Wednesday, 10 o'clock. I'm back at the office working on the case when my secretary brings me the mail. Thanks, kid. The usual stuff. Then I see it. It's addressed to me, resident. Inside, a fake rabbit's foot. The pitch, a $2 donation or send back the rabbit's foot. My problem, what to do about it.
I'll help you with good advice from the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, yeah? Spill it.
If
you receive unordered merchandise in the mail, you are under no obligation to return it or pay for it.
Thanks, pal. You're okay.
Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
David Snowden isn't the last victim you'll hear about on our Radio Mystery Theater. We intend to bring you the final dying screams of many, many more. That's a specialty of radio, of course, which explains why we give all our actors scream tests. Our cast included Carmen Matthews, Corrine Orr, Jack Grimes, and Sidney Smith. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I know I'm no sort of expert, but can't you talk about your work with me?
There's a reason for it, Lisa. There's a reason.
Well, what?
I told you, my nightmares, they're all visions in black and gray and slashes of red.
Well, then if you won't talk about your paintings, why not tell me about your nightmares?
You wouldn't enjoy hearing about them. Or rather, about it.
It?
I have only one nightmare. Just one. I have it virtually every night. Sometimes it follows me into the daylight. I can close my eyes, and there it is. For years, I've tried to destroy it by painting it. Not its details, just its colors. The therapy hasn't worked.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Hundreds of Americans are victims of a serious form of hoax, one that is being perpetrated by rumor mongers for no apparent monetary gain. Puzzling? Yes, I think so too. For years, good-hearted Americans have been saving the red cellophane bands from cigarette packs, which they believe can be redeemed in exchange for a dog guide for a blind person. Despite disclaimers from the tobacco industry and various agencies serving blind people, these rumors persist. The result of these cruel hoaxes is heartbreak and anger. Lately, similar campaigns, again based on rumor, have come to light, involving rings from the tops of beverage cans as well as the tags from tea bags. The truth is, no blind person is denied a guide dog for lack of funds. Get your facts straight about guide dogs from the American Foundation for the Blind. Write to Hoaxes, Box 111, New York, 10011. Joan Crawford saying thank you.
This is KOIN, Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Baseball history was made Monday night in Atlanta as Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Aaron's homer came in the fourth inning of the Braves' home season opener against the Los Angeles Dodgers. He had walked his first time up, and when his bat connected with Dodger hurler Al Downing's ball for that historic homer, the count was one ball, no strikes. Aaron not only bettered Babe Ruth's record, which had stood for 39 years, but set a new National League record as well for the most times crossing home plate. Aaron now has done that 2,064 times. Incidentally, Atlanta won the game 7-4. More CBS News after this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. take Sinoff tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sinoff doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
The House Judiciary Committee will know Tuesday if the White House will honor its request for tapes of 42 presidential conversations. Committee Chairman Peter Rodino released a letter Monday from presidential lawyer James St. Clair promising a decision on the request by Tuesday, which was the day the committee had set as a deadline for the White House to turn over the requested tapes. In St. Clair's letter, there was no indication whether any tapes will be given to the House committee on that day, and Chairman Peter Rodino has scheduled a committee meeting for Wednesday or Thursday to deal with the question of subpoenaing the tapes if they aren't released. Some senators are already making contingency plans in case the House does impeach President Nixon. Among the planners, the Senate Majority Leader, as George Herman reports.
Senator Mike Mansfield told the members of the Senate that if and when the charges against President Nixon should ever reach the Senate, that body would have to give serious thought to opening up all the proceedings to television and radio. Mansfield said the American people should see and hear the totality of the evidence presented so that when each senator makes his judgment, the people would be fully informed of the basis on which it was made. Republican leader Hugh Scott, in reply, stressed the part of the majority leader's statement which warned senators not to publish their guesses about what would happen in the House Judiciary Committee or on the House floor. And Scott expressed hope that the Senate would act in a fair and impartial manner at all times. To which Mansfield replied that if televised impeachment hearings should be decided upon, there would be no circus because it would be the Senate itself which was on trial with the final jury, the American people. George Herman, CBS News, the Senate.
The prosecution has rested its case in the murder trial of former United Mine Workers President Tony Boyle after its key witness, a one-time UMW district officer, testified that Boyle ordered the 1969 assassination of union reformer Jock Yablonski. The government has presented 57 witnesses in just 6 days of testimony. The defense is expected to begin its case Tuesday. Tornadoes struck again Monday in Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina, killing at least one person and injuring more than 12. The new twisters hit just 5 days after tornadoes devastated parts of 11 southern and midwestern states, killing more than 300 people and leaving over 6,000 homeless. 8 women were honored Monday night for their contributions in fields ranging from science to creative arts. The women were selected by readers of the Ladies' Home Journal and presented with their awards during a live Woman of the Year television broadcast on CBS. Among the winners, actress Katharine Hepburn, newswoman Barbara Walters, tennis star Billie Jean King. More after this.
People can reach, people can touch, people can help, people so much.
This is Paul Newman speaking. Ever been close to a family struck by cancer? Naturally, your feelings go out to them and you ask if there's anything you can do. And they say no thanks and you feel so helpless. Well, there is something you can do. You can tell someone in the family to get in touch with the American Cancer Society. Volunteers there are helping people every day with services and information and counseling about local community resources. That can mean arranging transportation or homemaking help or informing them about existing rehabilitation programs. When your cancer crusader calls, join the people who care about people. Give generously. We want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime.
Aaron Arizona legislators have been meeting in a special session for nearly 6 months now, and on Monday, one of their number decided a little outside help might be needed to finish up the session. Give us wisdom, give us guidance, asked State Representative Charles King in the daily invocation, and please, give us adjournment soon. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
The Beaverton Education Association will meet with the Beaverton School Board tomorrow night to discuss the possibility of reopening negotiations. Those talks will be attended by Governor Tom McCall's assistant, Bob Davis. The teachers have said they want to go to unconditional binding arbitration. They have called a strike for Friday unless other developments occur before then. Says Davis, hopefully now we can just talk common sense and see what happens. Large Eastern banks announced today that they're hiking their prime interest rate to 10%, but Oregon's largest banks, which recently upped rates to 9.75%, are holding off on another 0.25% increase for the time being. An 8-year-old boy from Sweet Home drowned yesterday after he fell into a mill pond while fishing. He was David Chetwood. Authorities say his brother Danny also fell into the pond, but he was rescued by two companions. Oregon State Treasurer James Redden is in favor of train service between Portland and outlying areas.
A fast, modern passenger train service is available for Oregonians from the city of Portland to the city of Ontario. It would serve the Dalles, Hermiston, Pendleton, LeGrand, and Baker as well. It would be one of my first priorities as governor to convince Amtrak to get with it. Voluntary agreements are available with Amtrak, but if all else fails, Oregon and Idaho could contract for the service. We need this type of transportation, and we need it now. It will probably take some desk pounding by the governor and some hard work with the congressional delegation. But passenger train service to Eastern Oregon is not a dream. It's a reality that will come if we work for it.
Oregon State Treasurer James Redden, he's also a candidate for governor, and he says if he's elected, he would act on rail service as a means of transportation to help alleviate traffic-infested freeways. Vandals caused $40,000 in damage to Rex Putnam High School this past weekend. Clackamas County authorities say the vandals broke through a skylight and demolished the interior of the school. One officer described the destruction as similar to a tornado. Now, in the weather department, the outlook for Portland, Vancouver, occasional showers tonight and tomorrow, ending tomorrow night with partial clearing expected, then partly sunny on Wednesday, the lows tonight in the mid-40s, near 40 degrees tomorrow night, the highs both days about 60, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour, and the chance of rainfall put at 80% tonight. It decreases to 70% tomorrow, then down to 30% tomorrow night. Currently, 52 degrees at 9 minutes past 11 o'clock, A.C. Emmerich, 97 News.